It's absolutely thrilling to see institutional adoption accelerating. Corporate treasuries are finally waking up and treating Bitcoin as a foundational, long-term store of value.
It's a significant development. The latest milestone involves MicroStrategy, under Michael Saylor, purchasing 24,869 Bitcoin for roughly $2.01 billion.
That is massive. It brings their total stash to 843,738 BTC, which is a huge slice of the circulating supply.
What's really impressive is the strategy. They funded about 97% of this through STRC sales. It allows them to expand their reserves without burning cash or relying on costly external credit.
It really highlights a shift in how traditional finance views digital assets. It's no longer just a speculative gamble. It's being validated as a viable treasury component.
Exactly. This reduces the stigma on Wall Street and provides direct price support through sustained demand, while reinforcing Bitcoin's role as a hedge against fiat devaluation.
I love how Saylor's Bitcoin standard focuses on aggressive accumulation and permanent holding. By using internal equity, MicroStrategy has created a self-sustaining model that minimizes leverage while maximizing exposure.
The market reaction has been strongly positive. Successfully executing a $2 billion transaction proves that our current infrastructure can handle institutional-scale volumes efficiently.
It feels like the start of a wave. Investors are expecting a surge of similar corporate adoptions, and experts predict this will become standard practice within the next decade.
Ultimately, we're witnessing a maturing financial paradigm. Bitcoin is transitioning from a niche digital asset to a core component of modern corporate balance sheets and global monetary strategy.
It's an exciting evolution. Bitcoin is truly becoming a cornerstone of the future financial world.